This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 323, Conquering Joy's Writing Woes in IELTS Writing Task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we talk to Joy, a 3Key student, about her 4 burning questions about IELTS writing. Listen and learn how you can also ensure the highest IELTS writing scores. Hello, IELTS Energy students. We have a special guest today, a student with a beautiful name, by the way. can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, everyone. This is Joy. So all of my friends call me Joy.
And what's your full name? Because your full name is just beautiful.
I'm Mary Joy Natividad. So it's a very common name. I don't like it.
Is it? You don't?
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
It's very common.
My name is super common too, Jessica. Like when I was growing up, there were always like 2 or 3 Jessicas and a couple Jennifers in every class, right? Like yeah. I always hated that. I want some like funky name. But then I have my son and I name him James, which is also one of the most
common names
ever. Oh goodness. But it's like, it's a family name. Like it's meaningful to me, you know? So anyway, Joy is a student in our course in 3Keys IELTS, and once in a while, I ask students in our Facebook group to sign up for live, spontaneous consultations like this. And the reason why I chose Joy to come on today is she has some writing questions that I am certain will resonate, will be familiar with a lot of you listeners out there. So listen up today, take notes, and I am certain you are going to learn some important keys about writing today. All right, so Joy, what is your first number one question?
Okay, so my number one question is, if I am seeing the question in front of me, I'm confused really of what they are asking, because for the last IELTS exam that I took this July 30, it was very timely when you asked us to paraphrase about obesity and hunger, because that came out from the question. Uh-huh. I was confused because usually there are like 3 sentences in the question. First one would introduce one topic, and then the second one another topic, and then you will decide if you agree or disagree. Sometimes I don't understand what to explain first, if I agree or disagree, or do I still like have to explain the 2 topics before choosing one?
Ooh, like that is such a good question. Excuse me. So, okay, this is super important, you guys, because this question, this advice is going to directly affect your task score, right?
Yeah.
Your task response score. Yeah. So in order to get a 7 or higher for task response, you must address in a balanced way all parts of the question. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why my advice, my go-to strategy, guys, is always write an argument essay. If you see agree or disagree, right? If you see those words in the question, write an argument essay. Even if you only see like, how far do you agree or how far do you disagree? Even if it just says that, please write an argument essay, because that will never be wrong. Okay.
Oh,
that will never be a wrong way to go about it. Now, sometimes, like Joy said, okay, usually, often the question will present 2 sides, 2 opinions, and then it'll say, you know, What is your opinion? How far do you agree? To what extent do you agree or disagree? So that's easy because you have two opinions to write about. So the opinion you don't agree with, write about in paragraph two. And then your opinion, the one you agree with, write strongly, right? Expressing your opinion in paragraph three. Okay, so that's most likely what you're going to see on exam day. However, now this is important, guys. Sometimes it just, the task question just has one opinion, right? Yeah. Like some people believe that everyone should be required to study abroad for 1 year. How far do you agree or disagree? Now you have the option of writing an opinion essay here. You can, but I always warn against that just because, guys, you only have to write one essay, right? Just learn the highest scoring template, the easiest way to organize your ideas, and go with that. Mm-hmm. In this case, just get used to the argument template and go with that. So Joy, in our course, right, we have these templates with all the linking words you need, right? Exactly how to organize that essay. Mm-hmm. So use that model template to organize your ideas for any question that says agree or disagree. Okay. Because I mean, any issue they give you, there will be two opinions, right? Yeah, like always. There's always like 1,000 opinions. So just go with that, okay? Because you'll never be wrong, basically.
Yeah, they don't give points for ideas. Usually, it's all the words and the spellings and how you link the words together, sentences.
Exactly, Joy. Yeah, that is the right direction to be thinking. Like, a lot of students get stuck at this point, right? Like worrying about how to come up with the strongest idea, like the best idea. There's no such thing as a best idea, right? All we're doing is fulfilling the exam requirements. All we're trying to do is satisfy the examiner, right? The person reading this essay. What do they want from you? They want clear organization, And they want a strong opinion, and they want specific examples. So work on those things. In the course, there's also, I think it's in the bonus section, it tells you, it reviews exactly what the examiner wants. It's a really good idea to review those requirements a few times throughout your writing practice, just to make sure that you are hitting all of those points that the examiner's looking for.
Keeping things right on track.
Exactly. You know, like you can even create a proofreading checklist for yourself, just so when you do finish writing your essay, you make sure that you are staying on track, like you said.
That's a great idea. I can do that. Because usually, what I does is I just make one and then I stop from there. I can actually check for myself if the words that I was using, the vocabulary, the verbs are right with the scoring system that they have. Because the first thing I did when I was starting reviewing for the IELTS was to check for the band score that I'll be needing and to match it up with what they want. So that's great. That's a cool idea.
And you know what, Joy? Like, why not even aim for a higher band score? You know what you mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, like, even if you need a 7, for example, what band score do you need, Joy?
I need a 7 on writing, and then listening 7 also for reading and the speaking 7, and then reading and listening 6.5.
Okay. All right. Cool. That I can tell you just from the short conversation with you and before we started recording, these scores are achievable for you. Definitely. So,
I hope
you know
so,
what?
Because
if you're aiming for a 7 in writing, don't stop there. Like, why limit yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead and check out those requirements for an 8, right? Like, just aim as high as you can. Why not? Oh. If you miss an 8, you'll get a 7, right?
Yes. at least I'm still on the track that I have to go with the score.
Totally.
Aim high.
Totally.
Right?
So, yeah, for sure. I have amazingly lofty goals for myself and my son and my students. I expect a lot, not only from myself, but from the people around me. You may be able to tell this from the course, Joy, but I have really high expectations of you guys. I expect you guys to follow the study plan, to work hard to achieve these scores, you know? And because that's what it takes. And I know you guys can do it. Hi guys, Jessica here. If you would like a chance to ask me direct questions at any time about your personal IELTS road to success, you can do this in our closed Facebook group, only open to 3Keys students. Get in today. Visit allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so that first question about being a bit befuddled. I like that word. Being a bit befuddled by the test question and knowing how to tackle it. Okay, do you have another question about writing?
Regarding the template, if it says also in the question that discuss both issues and explain to what extent you agree or disagree. In the first paragraph, we're going to give the introduction. In the second paragraph, can we start like discussing the ones we disagree first, or we will put that also in the introduction?
So is your question about where to put your opinion?
If it says like to discuss both issues.
Yes. Yeah. So one of the, again, directly related to what the examiner wants, right?
Yeah.
So, for task response, the examiner has to see a strong position, a strong opinion by you. So even in an argument essay, we ensure that this is happening. So in the introduction, for example, you know how you have to describe both sides in the introduction. So put your opinion in there. Say, some people believe that the government should control what we eat, semicolon. However, I disagree. I feel that we should be free to choose or whatever. So you're presenting both sides, but at the same time, you're giving your opinion. So in this case, in paragraph 2, you would describe the other side. You would describe reasons for the government controlling what we eat. Okay. And then in paragraph 3, that's when you use this phrase, nevertheless, I believe this is ludicrous. And then you give reasons for your opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Do you have any last questions, any last minute worries about writing today?
What would be your greatest advice? Greatest advice when because I thought it was a good technique when I took the exam of writing first for the second task before going to the task one so that I have more time. But when I first saw the question, I literally blocked out. I wrote my introduction. And then when I was going to the body, I told myself that I think the introduction has nothing to do with the body. So I had a lot of time. I had a lot of time erasing first the introduction, then making another one again. So when the anxiety sits in, hey gosh,
That's a really good question. So Joy, I'm really glad you said this because a lot of students are doing the same thing on the IELTS exam every Saturday. So, you know, this advice, and I've heard IELTS teachers actually tell students to do this, to write task 2 first, because it's worth more or whatever. Yeah. But you know what? If you, if you write task two last and you don't finish it, or you write task two first and you don't finish task one, your score is still not going to be good.
Yeah.
Right? So don't plan on gaming the system. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to second guess IELTS and sort of like change stuff to secretly beat the system somehow. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You know what? Like, if you're not ready to finish both essays in an hour, then you're not ready to take the exam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter which one you write first. You still have to finish both of them. So my advice is to always just follow the directions, right? Just like I tell you in the three keys to listening.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's one of the strategies there. Just do what they tell you. I mean, honestly, like, it is well designed. It does follow, I think, how our brains are going to function. Think of task one as sort of a warm up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that should go first.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's not creative. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not coming up with your own ideas. You're just analyzing numbers and just writing the essay as I tell you. Right. So get that out of the way first, 20 minutes, boom, done. And then you have the rest of the time to really settle into this task two. Really express yourself, give yourself a chance and say, the rest of the time, my brain is devoted to this creative essay. You know what I mean? I think that's the best way to do it. It's the most organized way to do it.
Yes.
And plus, like, if you practice like this before exam day, you know what I mean? Like, 2 weeks before the exam, you're going to start sitting down and timing yourself. You're going to get used to how it feels to do task one in 20 minutes, task two in 40 minutes. So by the time exam day comes, like, you're super confident. Like, you
yeah.
got this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome.
And you know what? Just to share this with mm-hmm. other people also. Right now, what my friend and I did is we printed this sample paper that they use in a writing exam so that I can
yes.
be familiarized with the length per line that I'll be doing. And then also,
yes.
Because I had problem during my exam that no scratch papers are allowed. So
mm-hmm.
that's when
totally.
I
yeah.
only knew that, oh, I got shocked really when she told me that, what are you using another paper for? I said, because this one was wrong. No, there is no scratch paper allowed here. Then I said, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. We'll just print out the writing answer sheet and I'll practice there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, remember, you can write on the test question. That's your scratch paper. That's what you brainstorm on.
Okay.
So the paper,
okay.
yeah, the paper that has the paper that has the question on it, there's mm-hmm. lots of space there. You can write all over that thing. Okay. That's how the system works for task one, Joy, right? That's
yeah.
the planning part when you write directly on the question. So same for task two. That's where you brainstorm. But that is great advice. And that's advice I give other students as well. Print out the answer
sheet.
Booklet,
yes.
the answer sheet,
yes.
and practice writing on that. Listeners, if you come back to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, this is episode 323. I will provide a link to where you can download that answer paper. So come back to our blog, episode 323, find that link and follow this advice. Okay, awesome. I'm really glad
Perfect.
That you came up with that.
Yeah.
So we need to do that. Okay, so we have learned a lot about writing today, and Joy, I'm really excited that you came on the show today, and I hope this advice will help you be more confident and more efficient in how you prepare before test day.
I will. This is my second shot, and I don't want the third one anymore.
Right?
Hopefully,
of course
hopefully.
Not.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants to waste another like $250 on
yeah.
a silly IELTS exam?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Because
well, Joy, you can do it, man.
Yeah. This IELTS will define my future. Literally will define my
yes.
future. I'm moving on to another country. I'll be ending my contract here in Saudi, and hopefully, with God's grace, I can finish this and move on to Ireland, Canada, or New Zealand, because that's where I really want to go. I'm a nurse, by the way, by profession.
Yeah. Well, Joy, keep working hard. You know, we know the strategies work. We've seen other students' scores, and I can tell that you are dedicated to getting that score. So you will. I have complete confidence in you.
I will.
All right, Joy. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you very much also for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, Joy. Talk later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.